Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And today is a jam-packed show. Lots of things to talk about. We've got BD House Band in the studio as our musical guest. It's another week where we're packed in here with lots of musicians. It's awesome. We're going to start off the show talking about the Back Alley Bash, which is tonight. You want to hear all about it. We're going to talk to Bruce Corrigan about 9:20. It's the 25th anniversary party for O'Shucks Bar and Grill, and I'm pretty sure I was there the first days, so that's aging me. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, and then at 9:40, we're going to talk to Colby Calais, Grammy Award-winning musician. She's coming to town with Gone West. They're playing tonight at the Eccles Center.
Action-packed show. We're going to start right from the beginning with Wendy Gorley, who is our person in charge of marketing and communications, all sorts of cool things. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, and happy Bash Day, everyone. I'm just here to kick off the weekend with inviting you out to the Back Alley Bash.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's just a favorite locals party here, and we're from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Town Lift Plaza, and we're presented by Cole Sports, as they have been doing this over 30 years.
Yeah.
So we are just so super excited, and we've got live music. It's a great family affair. It's free. Come on out. There's food and beverage for purchase, though.
And the weather couldn't be perfect. Perfect, because we've had rain in the past, but it's gonna be really nice tonight.
It's gonna be perfect, and not only that, we have courtesy of a wedding tomorrow. We have a beautiful huge tent over the plaza that we get to enjoy. So
yeah, and Renee Bodley's just joined us. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, you guys. Man, you have a lot in your show today. It's going to be pretty exciting. There's a lot of stuff going around in town. One of the things about tonight with the Back Alley Bash, want to give our listeners a heads up. It's the first high school football game. It's Park City High School in Wasatch, a big matchup that's going on. So make sure that you bike, you walk, you take the bus to get to the Back Alley Bash. Mm. There's just going to be a lot of cars on the street. And, of course, this weekend we've got Tour of Utah coming in, so there's going to be some traffic related to that as well. But the Back Alley Bash is the best locals party of the year, in my humble opinion. So we're going to kick off everything at 5 o'clock with Joy and Eric. They always do a great job in town. They're on from 5 to 7. And then we're going to have Sin City Soul on from 7 to 9.
Dude.
Yep. Dude, exactly. Dude's the man. And then we've got food for everybody, and it's pretty inexpensive, I think, Wendy.
Yes, dinners for 10 and drinks for 5 and 10. So come on out. And I know we need to let your party get started here this morning, but I would like to thank our sponsors, Cole Sports again, Budweiser Uinta Brewing, Devanza's, The Bridge Cafe, High West Distillery, Butcher's Chop Shop, and Kumbaya Kitchen. So lots of really great food. And
so the Back Alley Bash is really a big kickoff for what starts on Monday morning.
You're right. And real quick, before we get into Pledge Drive, I want to do a big shout out to the Cole family. Cole Sports has been co-sponsoring the Back Alley Bash with us for more than 30 years. Big shout out to Jana and Gary Cole and their sons. We could not do this without their help. They get a bunch of their staff out there to volunteer for Back Alley Bash. They take care of things like the recycling part of it, which is really important. Now let's get to Pledge Drive. We're going to try to raise $175,000 in 4 days
next
week.
Let's do it.
Ooh. I think we can do it, guys.
I think so, too.
Monday through Thursday.
Yes, and every hour is original programming with a different nonprofit. And so we are super excited to launch this. And we are so grateful for the tremendous community support that we receive here at KPCW.
Boy, you think about the value that we provide. And so we ask our listeners to consider that right now as we're on the air. You know, we've got 5 full-time news people. We've got 5 public affairs shows, which are just rock solid. We have the most interesting array of disc jockeys playing all sorts of great music. There's so much here at KPCW, so please consider the value and please call in and pledge.
We really are unique when it comes to NPR stations across the country. There's about 213 NPR affiliates, and some of them are all straight NPR. You know, folks are used to listening to the great work that KUER does down in the Salt Lake Valley. They're a true solid in Pierre affiliate, you know, no music at all, very few locally produced shows. We're a mix of a station, again, with our great music that Christy helps us curate here, our local news,
keeping
and public radio. Keeping it fresh on those fresh tracks, right. In the local news, I can't stress how important that is to a community. It's one of the first things you need to do when you move into the Park City area, Summit or Wasatch County. You got to tune it in to KPCW. That's how you find out what's really happening.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone who supports KPCW, you want to get to the Back Alley Bash and show that support and then call in all next week during Pledge Drive.
This is KPCW in Park City, the morning mix. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. When we return, we're going to be introducing a very young and new band, B.D. Howes. They are with us in the studio for the hour. Stay with us.
Morning Edition and Morning News with Leslie Thatcher is brought to you in part by Park City and Heber Valley Hospital, Deer Valley Resort, Big D Construction, and L.L. Bean.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. It's currently 50 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. Here's the weather for the Back Alley Bash. We will have a high today of 82 under beautiful sunny skies. Here's what's cooking for Saturday. Ditto, 82 under sunny skies. Sunday, high of 87 under sunny skies. Add 5 to 6 degrees to each of those days for our friends in Heber and in Heber Valley. Joining us now, live in the studio, is the B.D. Howes Band. B.D., how you doing over there?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. Just get a little closer to the mic.
We
just have to love your mic.
Right there?
Oh, that sounds pretty good, actually. Hey, listen, welcome to the show. You've got...
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we've got the whole team here, too. We have B.D. Howes on acoustic guitar and vocals, Chris Schell, Chris Hamilton, Larry Burton. Tell us about your band. You've been around for a long time.
Well, these are guys that love to play. And so the more that we can play, then the happier we are, all of us. I as well love to play. So glad to be here this morning. This is great. Really, really nice. It's a beautiful day outside. Yeah. Couldn't ask for better. And I was really happy to come up to the already air-conditioned air.
Okay. So, well, what are you going to play for your first song?
This is going to be called Ferris Wheel.
Live in the Morning Mix, B.D. Howes, Ferris Wheel.
So high at the top, so high together on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel. Forbidden love from the time they were born. Their love was silent and part of a dream. Lost in the moment as words leave their lips. So high together on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel. time. There's just hope that someday things will be brighter and dreams will come true. So for the moment, they'll take what they get. So high together on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel. So high on the Ferris wheel.
Barefoot in the Park. This romantic comedy focuses on a pair of newlyweds as they begin married life in a tiny fifth-floor walk-up apartment in Manhattan. Presented by Utah Theater Festival at the Egyptian Theater, Wednesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 19th. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 855-745-SHOW. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, John?
What are you doing this Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m.?
Well, I'm tuning in to KPCW's Minor Details Show.
It's a show by, for, and about minors to hear the voice of the high school community.
Listen to Minor Details every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m.
We take requests, so call in at 435-655-TALK.
Minor Details is also sponsored in part by
the Park City UPS Stores
and Miller Orthodontics. Tune in this Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m.
This is Earl Foote with Nexus IT. Nexus IT Consultants proudly supports KPCW and other local nonprofit organizations since 1998. Nexus IT contributes off-lease computers and IT equipment to nonprofit organizations throughout communities in Utah. More information, 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Back on the Morning Mix, our next guest is Bruce Corrigan, the owner of Oshak's Bar and Grills, because there's more than one location, and they're celebrating the 25th anniversary with a big party on Monday. I have to say, I was at the first days of Oh Shucks and really welcomed those $3 schooners. So thank you so much for that, and welcome to the show, Bruce.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Christy.
So tell us about the party and what's going on.
Well, on Monday, we celebrate 9,131 consecutive days.
But who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? It's been a long ride, but a great one.
So open every day since the first day.
Every single day.
Never a temptation of like, oh, let's not open.
Well, we've been tempted, but Main Street rents keep us working.
Excellent. And you really started that, the Locals Tuesdays. I feel like that was just the hub of the place to go. Everyone went to Tuesday at Oshak's.
You know, and it still continues. We started that promotion in 1994. And to put it in perspective, our prices are still the same as they were in 1994. In 94, we were buying hamburger for 99 cents a pound. Kegs of beer were probably a third of what they are today. But we hold the prices. I think I'd probably get run out of town if we changed them now.
And what's it cost for a pint of PBR?
Pint of PBR is $4.
$4. Yeah. And what's your distinction with PBRs?
Well, we were named recently the number one PBR bar in the world. And they sent us a really nice little plaque with it saying number one in the world. And skiers like PBR, and we like skiers.
Did it surprise you to win that? Or were you like, yeah, that sounds right. We sell a lot of that.
Well, it blew me away because we're a very tiny place, if you've ever been in there. 15 feet wide, 125 feet deep. So to sell that volume of PBR is pretty impressive.
You know, your father wears boxer shorts, so you wear boxer shorts. My father drank PBRs, and I drank PBRs when I was in high school and college.
Interesting analogy.
Yeah, well, you need
interesting
to,
choice.
You get it all out there.
My
yeah.
father played golf or...
Well, yeah, so we talked about boxer shorts. But anyway, PB, you know, he drank PBRs, so I did.
Rednecks, white socks, and Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Oh, now you're talking.
I'm assuming that was a commercial or a promo or something.
It's an old Johnny Paycheck song, as I remember.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll have to get that one on the air.
Yeah.
And how many peanuts do you think you go through? You must know.
We recently calculated it, and we've done about 400,000 pounds of peanuts in 25 years.
All right.
We go through a lot of them. And to put that in perspective, when we started, peanuts were 29 cents a pound. They're pushing $2 a pound now.
There's nothing better, though, than cracking peanuts while you're drinking a big beer.
Amen.
Dropping them on the floor. We're supposed to drop them on the floor, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I always feel bad about that.
Don't.
All right, so what's the party? What's the celebration?
Well, on Monday night, we're gathering all the tribe, as many of our old employees as we can possibly get to town. I've been on the phone all week with people here and there that once worked for us, and hopefully we're going to get a big crowd of the old-timers out. We're doing a commemorative T-shirt. The first 100 people get a T-shirt. We've got koozies and the usual drawings and what have you. But more than anything, it's just, gather the tribe and see where everyone's been all these years.
I'm in the tribe. So we used to have the glassware. Were we supposed to get the glassware, or were we stealing that? I feel like that was in every old town ski bum's home.
There's been a lot of schooners walk out the door over the years, no doubt. And over the years, we've done some commemorative glasses here and there. But if it's in your house, it was probably lifted.
Bruce, you're a storyteller. Tell us a story.
Well, there's so many to think about, but in 1997, on August 19, this day, August 19, 1997, I was called by the chief of police and told me to get down to Main Street right away. My building was on fire. When I got down there, there were flames coming out the front of the door. Our gas line had snapped, and it was quite a barbecue. At any rate, the building official at that time was getting ready to write out a condemnation notice. And one of our pals, Tim Chesley, asked the guy if he would come back in 4 or 5 hours before shutting us down. Tim recruited a group of locals, and by 5 o'clock we were open and serving beer and burgers again. That's as close to not opening as we got over here.
So you just like scraped the char from the walls? What was that process?
Well, the entire kitchen was gutted and was sitting out on our patio, and we were trying our best to get the smell of smoke out of there, but the beer flowed at 5.
I was an extra in Mosaic, which was, I think, on HBO or Showtime, and they filmed in there. And it was funny to be an extra in there and kind of direct people about how that bar works.
We've had many films done in the club over the years. And, it's a funky atmosphere, and I guess Hollywood likes funk.
Well, tell us your favorite Sundance story.
Favorite Sundance story, years ago, one of my bartenders called me. He knew I was a big Sopranos fan. And he said, Tony Soprano is in the house playing pool. So I came up, and sure enough, there was James Gandolfini back there shooting pool. He had Carhartts with the knees out of it and cowboy boots that he'd lived in. And if you didn't watch Sopranos, you would just think he was another one of the locals playing some pool back there.
Yeah, pretty regular guy.
So as the owner, do you walk up and be like, hey, I'm the owner. Good to meet you.
I try never to pull that card. I'm so proud of my staff. When they're doing their thing, no one needs to know who the owner is. And that's never been my thing.
What's the key to your success over all these years?
Well, I think the key has been that we built the place for locals. At the time that we put it together, everyone was tripping over themselves, putting out white tablecloths and gigging the tourists. And we just decided that all the ski kids, the hourlies, the lifties, and everyone also should be able to participate on Main Street. So our MO from the beginning was super serve the locals, and perhaps the tourists will find us. And we stay with that. The locals are our bread and butter.
Yeah. Christy, I got a pretty good feeling of pricing around town, as you do. $4 for a 16-ounce PBR. That's pretty good.
With free peanuts.
With free peanuts.
You could make a meal if you had to.
And a character for a boss.
Well, and all the locals.
Well, the locals are where it's at. You know, Main Street's a colorful place, and we're kind of the home for the locals. And we got great neighbors around us. Jesse next door. We work really well together. So our little chunk of Main Street, I think, serves a big slice of the pie.
Yeah, and the cabin just moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah, Junior, welcome. Glad to have
Flanagan's
some...
across the street, so it's back to the, what do we call that? The Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, the Triangle is back in action.
And what other changes can you note on Main Street as far as the nightlife? Because I feel like it ends earlier than it used to when we all lived in town.
Well, there's a lot less rock and roll. You know, it used to be there were several bands playing every night. Now, that's been curtailed, but hopefully Junior will be bringing that big. But for the most part, we see an awful lot of the guest services vans from the hotels up at Deer Valley. And a lot of people want to close that bar. So we still got a lot of late night action.
Well, that's good. They don't have to worry about driving. They just call for a van pickup.
Yeah, thank Uber and Lyft. They've helped a lot of people out over the years.
All right, so tell everyone again, the celebration, Monday, what time, where?
Monday night, it's all day, but I'm going to guess that around 6 o'clock we'll start gathering for real, free T-shirts for the first 100 people through there. Come in and say hi. We've touched a lot of locals over the years, and we sure would like to say hello again.
$4 schooners?
Tuesday, $3 schooners.
Ooh.
As always, and $3 cheeseburgers on Tuesdays.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for keeping the local scene going for all of us.
Christy, you've been an alum of O'Shucks, and I appreciate your airtime here.
Bruce, great to have you back, and have a great celebration.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay. We're going to go to just a couple of underwriters when we return. Weekend events. Stay with us. Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
It's always a good time at the KPCW Summer Pledge Drive. Call in and donate, and you get something in return. A gift certificate to a local store or restaurant, or concert tickets, or other fabulous premiums. We also have an online auction where you can find a great deal on unique items. But most of all, when phones are ringing and the online donate button is dinging, that means you're keeping this public radio station on the air and online. The KPCW Summer Pledge Drive is August 19th through the 23rd. Just give me.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. It is time for music. It's time for music by BD House is playing a little diddly while we do weekend events.
The big news for this weekend is KPCW's Back Alley Bash tonight at Townlift Plaza. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. And there's going to be food that you can purchase and cocktails and High West cocktails and things for the kids and everyone that you know and love. And you want to come check us out and support KPCW tonight on the Townlift Plaza, 5 to 9.
Yeah, National Ability Center is holding a full moon challenge on the ropes course for participants of all abilities. It's from 8 until 10:30 p.m. in the moonlight and offered to ages 8 and up both tonight and tomorrow night. Register online at discovernac.org.
Barefoot in the Park, which is a Neil Simon scripted play, is on stage at Egyptian Theater this weekend. The shows are Friday and Saturday at 8, Saturday at 6. Tickets and information are at parkcityshows.com.
Yeah, Sunday at 6. And here's what's cooking for live music tonight. Here are the options. Gone West, featuring Colby Calais, will be at the Eccles Center. The Deltas are at the rooftop on the Boneyard. Grape Grass at Silver Star Cafe. Zion Riot is at the Spur. Willie Waldman Project at the Cabin.
Going on to Saturday, if you're thinking of shopping Saturday morning, you want to listen to the Classified Show from 7 to 9 a.m. every Saturday and find out what's on sale in the yard sale circuit and what else is going on in town.
Mid-Mountain Marathon is racing, Saturday racing between Deer Valley Resort and Utah Olympic Park on the Mid-Mountain Trail at a steady 8,200 feet. The race starts at 7 a.m. If you're thinking of a leisurely hike or a bike ride, select some different trails on Saturday to avoid the racers.
Also on Saturday, the Tour of Utah Stage 5 starts and ends at Canyons Village. Expect traffic delays and road closures between 2 and 6 p.m. Go watch the finish line at Canyons Village, and that's followed immediately by music, live music by The Honey Hounds.
If you miss the Full Moon Challenge on Friday, you can still grab it on Saturday. National Ability Center is holding the Full Moon Challenge on their ropes course for participants of all abilities, 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the moonlight, offered ages 8 and up.
I think that sounds like fun. Their ropes course is hard,
yeah.
But it'd be fun at moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Improvised Fairy Tales is returning to the Park City Library Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m., in which your suggestions help rewrite well-known fairy tales live before your eyes. It's free and great for all ages.
And here's what's cooking for music. Saturday night, live music, John Butler Trio and St. Paul at the Broken Bones will be performing at Deer Valley. Tickets and information can be found at deervalley.com under the Summer Concert Series. Electric Moose Band is at the Spur, Kyle Flesh at the Cabin, and Silver City Pink at the Homestead Concerts on the Lawn in Midway.
Sunday, there's no silly market this weekend because the Tour of Utah will finish its multi-day race on Main Street yet again this year. Check out tourofutah.com for lots of event details of things that are going on between when the racers leave and come back, all the additional happenings that are going on Main Street. Race starts at 12:30 p.m., and it's estimated the first racers will be hitting Main Street again around 3:45 p.m. This is the 10th year that the race will finish on historic Main Street. And just going on to Monday, as we just heard Bruce Corrigan tell us that Oshucks is celebrating their 25th anniversary of being open every day for 25 years, free T-shirts for the first 100 people. And lots of locals. Go check it out.
Woo-hoo! And also thanks to BD Howe's band for playing a little diddly behind the scenes. Welcome back to the program, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Yeah, we're doing good, BD. We're doing good. Have you guys hoisted a couple of beers at Oshucks over the years?
This is the guy that's hoisted the beers.
Yeah.
Well, the radio listeners can't see who you pointed at. You want to call him out or just
Mr.
leave it anonymous?
Chris Schell, he's the beer
on
hoister.
Base.
Well, actually, Chris Hamilton might have hoisted a few there as well.
Now, are you guys based in Salt Lake City?
Yes.
And I've seen you on the calendar up here a lot, so maybe a lot of Silly Market or Park City Mountain Resort?
Park
City Mountain Resort, and also I do Deer Valley a lot.
What do you have coming up there where the listeners are going to catch you live?
We'll be at Park Silly on the 1st at 2 p.m. of September, and we have some other stuff down in the valley as well. There's a doggy yuppie party, I think, at Fairmont Park. Yep. We're going to do that.
And what are you going to play for us next?
This is called Always, Always, Always.
And once again, it's the BD Howes Band with BD Howes, Chris Schell, Chris Hamilton, Larry Burton, live on the Morning Mix. Go ahead.
Always, always, always on my mind. Always someone's gone and you feel blind. Always, always, always on my mind. The aging part of life that takes our time. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end, we can fly. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end, we can fly. Always, always, always on my mind. All the words and music you could find. Always, always, always on my mind. The stories that were told from time to time. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end, we can fly. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end,
from a man not blind. Always, always, always on my mind. Expressions of a life now gone in time. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end, we can fly. And in the end, we'll have memories. And in the end, we can fly. And in the end, we'll have
folks. Once again, that was B.D. Howes, our musical guest for the hour. We're going to be having a conversation with Colby Calais in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to start things off with her first hit. This is back in 2007, when she first started performing. This is Bubbly, and she will be with us in about a minute or two. Stay with us on the Morning Mix.
Count me in. I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see a bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go, the rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? When you make me feel this way, I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go. I've been asleep for a while now. You tuck me in just like a child now. Every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding me tight. Just for a while.
And once again, Colby Calais with her first hit, 2007's Bubbly. She will be with us on the phone. We're going to be talking about her performance tonight at the Eccles, her new band Gone West, who's had spectacular reviews with their harmonies and all. Stay with us. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return. Colby Calais.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Hey, it's Kenneth Greenberg, a longtime member of KPCW's Broadcasters Club. I joined to support public radio. If I ever want to know which trails to hike or bike, I listen in. If I'm stuck in traffic, I'll call in to Randy Barton on the Local View. If my dog, if I had one, ever gets out, I would list it on the Lost and Found. Then I listen in. KPCW connects me with my community. Join me as a Broadcasters Club member. It's the next best thing to listening in.
If you're interested in becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Wendy by sending an email to wendy@kpcw.org.
Hi, this is Adam
and Jason Cole
inviting you to one of the summer's biggest parties, the KPCW Cole Sport Back Alley Bash.
Friday, August 16th at the Town Lift Plaza from 5 to 9 p.m.
There will be live music and balloon twisting for the kids. Remember to take the bus, ride your bike, or carpool.
All proceeds support KPCW.
Our father Gary started this tradition more than 25 years ago.
Join us at the Back Alley Bash. Just give me
I am looking forward to that Back Alley Bash. It's always so much fun. And again, great weather, high of 82 under sunny skies. There's no rain in the forecast at all. Make sure you come out and use public transportation to the extent that you can. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW, our musical guest for the hour, BD, How's Band. Guys, how are we doing over there?
Good.
Yeah.
How about, are you guys feeling good today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Okay. Chris looks thirsty.
He's
all this talk of PBRs this morning.
I know.
It's a little early for him too. I think.
But yeah, he likes PBR. That's excellent. So we are waiting to get Colby Calais on the phone. And why don't you play another song for us while we're waiting to get her?
Absolutely. This is called "Hold Me All Night Long."
Live in the Morning Mix, the BD House Band.
I hear the wind blows through the trees and I know we must be moving on. Clouds are so black as I look to the sky, I know it's gonna be a storm. Hold me all night long. As you look at my face, I'm glad I'm not here all alone. I feel the rain as it pours on my head, and I know you're feeling just the same. Hold me all night long. All night long. Oh.
That was excellent. Thank you to the group in-house, BD House, right?
That's right.
You guys have been amazing. They're cramped in here. Hey, this is Renee Bodley Miller. I'm not usually on this show, but JW and Christy gave me the opportunity to do the next interview because I'm a huge fan. We played the song Bubbly by Colby Calais just a few minutes ago. Colby has a new group. It's called Gone West, made up of Colby Calais, her fiancé Justin Young, her fellow songwriter Jason Reeves, who actually co-wrote Bubbly, I believe, with Colby Calais, and his wife Nellie Joy. They're playing tonight at the Eccles Performing Center at the Park City High School, courtesy of the Park City Institute. We're so happy to have Colby Calais on the phone with us. Good morning, Colby. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're really looking forward to tonight's show. You played a sold-out show here at the Eccles Center, I think 3 years ago, October 2016, and your fellow group members have Gone West open for you. And I was in the audience that night. It was really clear. You guys had great chemistry. So how did you decide to go from individual acts to a group?
Oh, well, thank you. We did that tour together, and that really sparked the idea that it was so much fun traveling together and getting to be up on stage. And so we all lived in Nashville. Justin and I had recently just moved there when we did that tour. And we just started writing some songs for the idea of starting a band, and we didn't want to put any pressure towards it. We just thought, if we like this, we'll keep going. And so we kept liking it, and now it's been 2 years.
So people who are fans of your music, how is Gone West's music different?
Well, you know, I think what's great is that since we're doing all of our songs, like we're doing a lot of my songs plus all of our Gone West songs, and Jason, Nellie, and Justin, they all do a song from their past as well. And what's really great about this show is that all of our music from different, you know, eras or genres, they all sound like they belong in the same set. So it's not like we veered far from the music we've always created with Gone West. We just added more steel guitar, and now there's four-part harmonies, but it still has that organic acoustic sound to it with, you know, storytelling in the lyrics.
And is it my imagination, or did you guys just kind of sneak onto the music scene? I noticed your YouTube video of your song This Time, and I think that came out last fall, and it sort of took me by surprise. I had no idea that you were forming this group, and it seems like it spread like wildfire.
Well, yeah, so we had been hinting to people on social media that we were in the studio, but we never really said what it was. And then we put that YouTube live video of that song out, and what was so cool is that the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, they heard it, and they asked us to debut our first performance as a band on the Opry, and that was in October. So they were our first, like, welcoming into the country industry, and they've been so generous and kind to us, and so it just kind of has taken off since then.
How many groups get to debut at Grand Ole Opry?
I know. Honestly, we were all just pinching ourselves. We couldn't even believe it.
And it seems like you've been on a whirlwind tour ever since. Your social media account, by the way, for our listeners, is really amazing. Follow them on Instagram, Gone West Music, or it's just Gone West on Facebook. Is that right?
They're all different. I think, yeah, Gone West Music is Instagram, and then I've Gone West is Facebook or Twitter. I don't know. It's just go to our website, gonewestmusic.com. It has everything.
And the Instagram account is great, and you guys post something from almost every place you've been, and I noticed Nellie posted something from Portland, Oregon, thinking it was Portland, Maine yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. She didn't realize that the song said Maine or something, but that was pretty funny. Yesterday was her birthday, and we were traveling and out doing radio promo.
And that's what's fun, is seeing how you guys work together. Do you guys ever not get along?
I mean, the thing is, we as couples, like, we all met by working together. So we worked together first, then fell in love. And so all we've known for all of us, like me and Justin, all we've known is working together. Nellie and Jason, that's all they've known. That's all me and Jason have known together. So it's just something that we're all used to. But that being said, we think it's important that every single person in the world gets some alone time, you know, every once in a while so that they can be an individual human. But otherwise, no, we have fun.
And here's some funny background for our listeners who may not know. You're kind of music industry blue blood. Your dad produced the Fleetwood Mac album Rumors, yet you got started through MySpace. You were actually rejected by American Idol. Did you ever think you'd get to the place you are today?
You know, I didn't think that far ahead. When I was younger, I just really loved singing. And because, you know, my dad had the experience in you know, making those records and being in the music industry for so many years, I had a lot of knowledge and they gave me all the tools that I needed. And so, but I was really shy and I didn't ever want to be a performer. I just liked singing and I liked writing songs. So I didn't ever expect it to happen because I wasn't really motivated. I wasn't like a go-getter at any of that. So I was really lucky the way that everything turned out by, you know, the whole thing, MySpace, my friend putting my songs on MySpace. But yeah, the American Idol thing was funny because I didn't really want to audition, but my friends and family talked me into it, and I just wasn't right for the show.
Tell our listeners what they can expect tonight at the performance.
Well, we're going to do all of our Gone West songs that are currently out. We have a bunch of new Gone West songs that we're going to play. We have a fun cover song, and then I'm going to play songs from my old music, and then Jason and Nelly are going to do one of theirs, and Justin's going to do one of his from Hawaii.
And we have to ask this of every artist that comes to town. How do you like performing at altitude?
It's always hard. You know, we always have to prepare, drink extra water. We try to work out or something in the day to get our stamina up because, you know, singing, you get breath really fast. But luckily there's, you know, four of us, and if I get tired, we can help the other out. But we always love coming to Utah. It's just so beautiful, and the audience has always been so kind to us. So we're looking forward to the show tonight.
I think John Wells has a question for you.
Colby, good morning.
Good morning.
So as Renee said, when we started the program, we're about halfway through the program, we played Bubbly, and that was your first hit in 2007. After our conversation buttons up, we're going to play What Could Have Been. Tell us about your songwriting process and how that song came together.
Yeah, okay. So as Gone West, we always write, for sure, the four of us, and sometimes we'll have a fifth person in the room, either a writer or someone that produces as well. And so that's what we've been doing for this whole record. And for this song in particular, our first single, What Could Have Been, we went into the room with our friend James Kenny, who we actually, we became friends with after that. But we got to the studio and he had this little idea started and we absolutely loved it. And we all could instantly relate, even though we're two happy couples and we're not going through a breakup ourselves. It doesn't mean we haven't experienced that in the past. And, you know, me and Justin broke up for a little bit in the middle of our relationship, and so did Jason and Nelly. And so it really hit home with us of just those thoughts of always, you know, questioning if it was right that you broke up, or maybe looking back at the relationship and taking responsibility for some of your actions. And if either of you had just done small little things differently, maybe you would still be together. And so that's what the song means. And it's fun when, you know, it's challenging getting the five people to write a song together because there's, you know, a lot of cooks in the kitchen. But we think it really makes for a great song when five people add their input and when five people can all agree on something.
Colby Calais with the group Gone West performing tonight at the Eccles Center at Park City High School. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, you guys.
Here is What Could Have Been.
Great questions.
I haven't stopped thinking about you. Has it really been this long? 2 years in ocean between us, and I don't know where it all went wrong. I know I could have kissed you harder, and yeah, you could have followed through. Should have talked a little bit softer, but we meant every I love you.
I don't know what this is or what it isn't, it feels like we've got unfinished business. 'Cause we left blood on the tracks, sweat on the saddle, fire in the heels, a bullet in the barrel. Words never said in a story that didn't end. It's like you're on the men and I'm on the bottle. We folded our hands with money on the table.
I want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And this is KPCW in Park City. Everybody get outside, have some fun. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. If you're going to the football game and if you're going to the Eccles Center to go to the Kobe Calais show, make sure you're careful. There's limited parking for both events, and we want to make sure that you get in okay. So maybe allow for a little extra time.
You know what they should do? They should go to the back alley bash and then just take a quick hop on the bus over to the show and come back.
That would work. That's a great idea. And we want to thank our musical guest for the hour, B.D. Howes. Gentlemen, what are you going to play for final song?
Baby, I Need a Friend.
Well,
don't we all?
Don't we all? We're ready.
And you say you want me, baby, but I know deep inside it's just a game you keep playing, and it's hurting my pride. Oh, baby, I need a friend, one who will never pretend. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, be my friend. And you say you need me, baby, but I know deep inside it's just that you are the ocean and I am the tide. Oh, baby, I need a friend, one who will never pretend. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, be my friend. But I know deep inside it's just a thing you keep saying, and then you just hide.